Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
That's right. It's the Grillin' Guys on WBBL 107.3 The Ball. We are in Traverse City, live from Right Brain Brewery, and my good buddy Jop is sitting on a lake swatting horseflies, and I have the privilege to be working with Norm Jones from the Norm Jones Show on WTCM, the big 580 in Traverse City. Thanks so much for taking time for me. I appreciate it this morning.
Well, thank you for letting us be one of your affiliates.
Yeah, well, geez, it's an honor. It's a you know, your heritage station. There's not many stations around the state that have a track record like 580. And if you're listening in lower Michigan right now, when you do travel up north, you just flip to the AM dial and go right to 580. And I'll guarantee you're going to like the programming because you guys are stacked.
Yeah, you're too kind. Thank you, though.
No, it's true. Like I said, it's one of my default positions. I cruised up here. I get my cars from Can-Am Dodge in Grand Rapids. And these guys take such good care of me. I normally, well, I have something different all the time, but I had a Dodge Ram truck that was unbelievable. I had a Hemi.
Oh.
And don't
nice.
Tell anybody, but that thing would lay rubber. Not that
nice.
I did it. Not that I did it.
Yeah, your neighbors already told me you did it. So.
But, you know, I get like, I'm driving a minivan right now, and I get like 25 miles a gallon. I don't know if you ever drove a new Dodge Caravan.
That's good.
Grand Caravan. Unbelievable stow-and-go seating. I've got all my grills packed up, but I'm driving another Mopar this weekend. I've got a little two-seater we're up here in, but shout out to the K&M boys. They're big grilling guys, and I just want to talk a little bit about Right Brain Brewery and what these guys are doing for the beer industry. And if we could get Russ Springsteen to join us, we could probably get inside of that right brain of his. I'm a right brain guy because I'm left-handed, and it's not easy being right brained. There's only like 5% of the population of us that are special needs.
I didn't know that.
You can ask anybody. It has to function around me. It's not easy. It's the bull in the china shop thing, but I don't see Russ necessarily like that. You're much more calculated and cautious. This whole process is coming off because of a master plan. And tell us, you know, when was the breaking point when you just said, that's it?
About 15 months ago, just when basically when revenues went flat and started to renegotiate a lease in the old space, which obviously didn't work out. And I was kind of forced into some different corners.
What a good move.
Yeah, it worked out well for me. We started looking around and found this building.
Are they going to tear your old place down?
I have no idea.
The Hotel Indigo, it's a big development on West Bay.
I don't know what's going on down there. I'm just focused on this.
Right. I ask how old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
43.
Oh, okay. You look a lot younger, doesn't
he? He does. He's a baby.
If you drink good beer and good wine, then you age better.
It's not helping me, dude.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep trying.
All right. Practice makes
yeah,
perfect.
That's right. You're just not drinking enough, Norm.
Okay.
So the top brews in your lineup, what would be like your top three picks that people are going through the big numbers in?
What's moving well right now, because we're looking to what we want to do is start canning in the near future. And so what we're planning on canning is the Willpower Pale Ale, the Spiny Norman IPA, the Northern Hawk Owl Amber right now is tearing it up, especially downstate in the Grand Rapids and Detroit markets. It's just smoking it. So And then the CEO Stout, people have begged me to bring this beer back on a regular basis. And we do that with Great Northern Roasting Company's coffee. So that's those four brands are probably our biggest movers.
But I do a little bit of canning myself, but it's jalapenos, bread and butter pickles, asparagus, stuff like that.
Yeah, we just do Chipotle Porter.
How many different brews do you have? You may have already asked this, Bob.
We've brewed over the last 5 years probably a little over 200 different beers. And so we basically circle back to the ones that people ask for the most and the ones that we miss the most. So we come first.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL. And we're up here in Traverse City for the Cherry Festival, and we're at Right Brain Brewery's new facility. Very cool spot. We've got Tony Lenti from Leelanau Cellar standing by, who's going to be joining us in the next segment. And we're also joined with Norm Jones from the Norm Jones Show.
Great to be here.
This Cherry Festival thing, I mean, if you've never been to the Cherry Festival, and I can't imagine anybody that hasn't because it's one of the top 10 in the country, next year, make your plans. Get your room early because this place, there's not a room within 40 miles.
No.
And
you have that many visitors. You know.
I found a couple, and they were little dank little places 30 miles away for $200 a night.
No kidding.
Yeah, you've got it. You got to book your room early. Make sure you plan on coming to Right Brain Brewery because they'll be a year into their new facility by then. And just one of those places you really have to visit. We're joined by Russ Springsteen. So if somebody is a home brewer, what kind of tips could you give that guy that's trying his craft in his house?
Keep it simple. Don't make it too complicated. Just get one of those kits. Start with one of those kits and just keep it simple. But then the more you get into it, you just can't help it. You
right.
try to make it more complicated.
Experiment.
And get into all grain. And yeah, I think just starting off, just kind of keep it simple and keep experimenting. Have fun with it.
Have you ever made wine?
I have not ever made wine. I leave that to the winemakers.
Yeah. We've got a good one sitting over here. We were joined earlier by the Soul Hole, which has got to be a cool restaurant. This food, I'm not kidding.
Awesome.
These ribs are, they're competition perfect. They're beautiful. Done on a Southern pride and just nice homemade rubs, homemade coleslaw, pulled pork.
That was an awesome breakfast.
Yeah, I didn't even think I was hungry because I ate a couple of hours ago, and it just found its way into my stomach.
I don't know
how it happened.
And we're going to have to try a little Right Brain beer if there's any available. I know your distribution channel is pretty...
We might have to wrangle something up.
You should see if you can wrangle something up because in the next segment, we're going to try some Leelanau Cellar's wine. Tony Lenti's here with a bunch of different wines and... And that place, I have not been there yet, but we're going out there today. We're going to, I don't know if that's a 10-speed, if I can ride my racing bike out there, if I'm going to have to take the car, but I will definitely see that place because my wife said we have to. That's how that goes, right?
It's pretty
when
much
you're on
how
vacation.
It goes.
Yeah.
Especially if the wife says so.
Hey, it's a very smart move.
Absolutely. Wanted to give a couple grilling tips. Something to keep in mind, just some basics. When you're doing a steak, bring that thing up to room temperature, okay? And make sure that you use tongs on it. Never use a fork on steaks. You don't puncture that meat. You're letting the juices out. Put some nice EVOs on it. Go to Old World Olive Press. Pick up some really nice EVOs. It doesn't take much. And then put your seasoning on it and let that thing come up to room temperature with the oil and the seasonings on it. And put it on a really hot grill. Grill it fast. Never go beyond medium with a steak, ever. And for a lot of people, that's no news. But some people want to make it well done, and you know, just get a hamburger if you're going to do that.
Right, if you're going to wreck it.
You do. There's no reason to do that. So anyway, the Grilling Guys on WBBL 107.3. We are at Right Brain Brewery for the Cherry Festival. You got to get up here sometime, folks. If you've never been here before, this is the place to be. And we're going to be back in just a minute. Thanks so much.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.